The first four Mishnayos of the Perek discussed what was done with the money of the Trumas Halishka. What were the first priorities, and if there was any leftover money, what else was spent with that? This Mishnah now goes on to the Mesar HaKetores, the leftover, the extra part of the Ketores, which was the mixture of spices, which had to be offered on the Mizbeach twice a day. And at the beginning of the year, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would make a large mixture of the spices, which weighed in total 368 moneh, altogether, and every single day of the year, they would offer on the Mizbeach one moneh, half a moneh in the morning, half a moneh in the afternoon. And in the Jewish year, which follows the lunar months, the moon and not the sun, there are 354 days in the year. As long as there is no leap year, there's no Adar Sheni which is added. Which means that at the end of the year, there would be 14 moneh of the Ketores left over. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol takes a couple of handfuls of the Ketores, so there would be slightly less than 14 moneh left over, only 13 and a half moneh. Be as it may, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after that year is finished, just like all other public korbanos need to be bought from the new Trumas Halishka, and you can't continue using that which was used in the previous year, so too when it comes to the Ketores. But if so, then you run into a problem. Because if the following year is, let's say, a leap year, so there's another month of, let's say, 29 days. But if you can only use that year's Ketores, then you'll only have 14 moneh left over, but not 29. And you need 29 extra that year. And even without that problem, you've got another problem, which is just what to do with the leftover Ketores of the previous year. To sell it to individuals would be considered a disgrace. Therefore asks the Mishnah, Meisar HaKetores, the leftover Ketores at the end of Adar, before the new year begins, Meho Yoisimba, what would they do with that leftover Ketores? Mafrish Memena Schara Umnin, they would separate from the Trumas Halishka, from the Shkolem, the amount which will be paid to the people who make the mixture of the Ketores. Their wages are taken from the Shkolem. So once they've designated that amount of money, umachalin oisa al schara umnin, they redeem that ketores onto the money which was designated as the wages. So meaning the sanctity and the holiness which was contained within the ketores is now transferred to the money. So now that money actually has the holiness and the sanctity, but the ketores is no longer considered to have that holiness. And therefore that can now be given, v'nosin oisa al umnin mischaran, they give the ketores to the workers who made the ketores as their wages, and then they go back and buy the Ketores from those workers using money from the new contributions of the Shkolim. The reason why they did it in this way and they didn't just redeem it straight away or simply sell it for other Ketores was because this was considered more of a dignified and honored way and method for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the second half of the Mishnah tells us that in Bo HaChodesh B'Zmanoi, if the new Shkolim contributions came in its right time, meaning when Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrived, there are enough shkolim to provide for the Ketores, and the same would apply to really all of the public korbanos, then they would buy this leftover Ketores from the previous year from the money of the new truma, the new shkolim contribution, as we described above, vim lav. But if not, what happens if there are not enough shkolim to buy that Ketores? They hadn't yet arrived before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Although this was very rare, it could happen that by Rosh Chodesh Nisan there wasn't enough shkolim. So in that case, when Hayishana, they would be forced to buy the Ketores back using the previous year's Shkolim, and that is only if they actually sold the Ketores and did this whole process. If they hadn't started redeeming it onto the money, giving it to the workers, etc., then they would actually just continue bringing the previous year's Ketores, because nothing they can do, they haven't yet got the new year's Shkolim. Mishnah Vav, the next few Mishnayos discuss what is done with the money and the possessions which are designated by individual people to the Beis HaMikdash. And this Mishnah is very similar to the previous Mishnah because it discusses somebody who hamakdish l'chosov, somebody who designates his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash. And in general, it is assumed that if somebody doesn't specify for what exactly it's going to be used, it is assumed that he is designating it to the Bedek Habayis, which refers to the things which are done to upkeep the Beis HaMikdash and keep it running, you know, its daily uses. So among the possessions which he designated, among them were things which are fitting to be brought as public sacrifices. And in this Mishnah we're specifically discussing Ketores, because other things such as animals and wine and oil, that will be discussed in the coming Mishnayos. But this Mishnah is discussing when there was Ketores or spices, which can be used for Ketores amongst this person's possessions. So as the Mishnah, they can be given to the workers who make the Ketores as their wages, and then, similar to the previous Mishnah, they would use the new Shkolim, that current year's Shkolim, to buy back the Ketores from the workers. to Rabbi Akiva. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So the difference between what we said in the previous Mishnah and the process which is used now is that in the previous Mishnah, they would first redeem the Ketores onto money. Just like in general, when you redeem and you take the sanctity away from something, you need to put it onto something else tangible. So down to the previous Mishnah, that they would transfer the sanctity from the Ketores onto money. Now Rabbi Akiva is saying over here that you don't even need to transfer it onto money. In this case, you do not need something tangible, rather the wages, that's enough. Not the physical coins themselves, but rather the sanctity is transferred to the wages, and then they would buy back the Ketores using the Shkolim money in the same way as you learned in the previous Mishnah. The only difference is the first stage, whether you need to redeem it onto something tangible, or it's enough that just the actual work of the people who are doing the Ketores, it's redeemed onto their work. Rabbi Akiva learns from a pasuk, but nevertheless, Amar ibn Azai, when Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, Eino hi amida. That is not the measure which we learned in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we learned a different method. Ben Azai disagrees with how Rabbi Akiva learned that pasuk, and he says that in this case as well, one needs to go through exactly the same process as in the previous Mishnah, and first redeem it onto money, tangible physical money, and not just onto the act of working, the act of making the Ketores. Elo rather mafrishin mehen schara umnin. Rather, they separate from the possessions which were designated. They separate a certain amount of money as the wages for the workers. And then they redeem the Ketores onto that money. And then they give the Ketores to the workers as their wages. And then they go back and buy the Ketores from them using the new current year's Shkolim, as we learned in the previous Mishnah.